0530.
Parafini, parafini, ma cosa pela? Ma cosa pela? È un gonga, la castoma, di piango, la castoma di piango.
Dica ti dica, cosa vincere la quare, la quare, la quare.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 8:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Kuku residents raise concern over rising crime. President Hichilema calls for peace ahead of elections. And in African news, Ebola outbreak poses a massive challenges, warns nurse. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. Residents of Lusaka Zakuku compound have expressed concern over the increasing crime rate in the area, despite the presence of a police post. Speaking on behalf of the community, a resident and driver, Stanley Piri, tells Kumbon Radio News that residents had hope that the opening of the police post would help restore law and order and reduce criminal activities in the community. However, he says the situation remains worrying, with many residents are still living in fear and unable to move freely at night or in the early hours of the morning due to insecurity. Mr. Piri narrates that he was recently robbed in broad daylight while knocking off from work, and only discovered after reaching home that his bag containing important documents and a mobile phone had been stolen. He has since called on police to intensify patrols in Kuku area to help improve security.
Leni china chamene shiripo nchakuti ija polisi yako misisi ili mkati ukawala wichi tikirapa biriji paja sendo kapenda manapanga kutumatenti paja wapa ala wankalapo paja ija tamu ya mene wantu wako mboka wapa ala wankalapo nyansi mwa biriji mwja so that wantu wonse wapita wantu wakapita paja nishi wantu wanko zonkala sefu siwa luzinga mapaseo ya mene apere kilabana yonse yapo kewa paja manjinga yonse yapo kewa paja so tida ndaulako kutipo ni security wa ichite kwa improve waoneko njira zina za mene zinga tani zile wanda chifuka wanda wa mene tima enda kumazuo tima nkala tilibe manaifi tilibe zintuzo zile tselea so vende waja wanda hape zikali na manaifi.
Residents of Chainda compound in Lusaka have expressed concern over the continued erratic water supply in the area, describing the situation as difficult and inconveniencing. The residents say water is only available late at night, usually between 22 hours and midnight, making it hard for many households to access the commodity. They explain that the situation forces them to stay awake late in the night in order to fetch water, a development they say is not only tiring but also unsafe, especially for women, children and the elderly. The residents further said the unreliable supply is affecting daily household activities and creating unnecessary hardships in the community. They have since appealed to relevant authorities to urgently intervene and address the water challenges in the area.
chaenda kuja kumaniwa uwe manzi ya bwela usiku every day so it has my swimming challenge
kutuma tapashe by chance kwa zema bwela kuma 21, 22, 23 ngati ya bwela kwa fast nishini 21
mwanofuno washa kupika tilibe bose wenye sila manzi boma itianga neko so tipe mpako boma itianga nepo kuchainda kumanyua usi na majangi ya menewa bwela alanga tipa ya kutapa manzi usiku manzi ya mapuashe usiku weka wiki
kuya nda ya zienda usiku but nuzuwe manzi ya kutia kuka ya nipo.
Kita District Association for Persons with Disabilities Vice Chairperson Martin Mwansa has urged government to ratify the African Disability Protocol, saying it is important in protecting the rights of persons with disabilities in Zambia. Mr. Mwansa says countries such as Zimbabwe, Malawi, and South Africa have already ratified the protocol, while Zambia is yet to do so. He says a failure to ratify the agreement has left key provisions on health, education and social rights for persons with disabilities inadequately implemented. Mr. Mwansa has also raised concern over lack of government support structures for disability sports, especially for athletes competing outside the country. He says that ratifying the protocol would help improve participation and support for persons with disabilities.
Because so far I only know about the three countries that have rectified. We talk of Zimbabwe, Malawi, even South Africa. But I don't know the reason why our government has not yet rectified the African Disability Protocol. Because it is in this African Disability Protocol where we have the full participation of or the full rights of persons with disabilities. Because as at now, it is just on paper. It has not yet been endorsed. So we want it to be rectified. Parliament in the Baka, Ibule Baka sign so that if one of our rights, yes, to catch what not what happened to mean that, okay, this is the rights that we have. Because even persons with disabilities have got rights to health.
President Hakainde Hichilema has urged Zambians to reject violence, hate speech and lawlessness as the country prepares for the August 13th general elections. In a message posted on his Facebook page as the country celebrates this year's African Freedom Day, President Hichilema said no political ambition is greater than the peace and stability of Zambia and the African continent. The head of state has said the values of dialogue, mutual respect, peace and unity that guided Africa's liberation struggle should continue to guide the citizens today. President Hichilema also called on the citizens to work together in building a peaceful, united and prosperous Zambia. This year's Africa Freedom Day is being commemorated under the theme Assuring Sustainable Water Availability and Safe Sanitation Systems to Achieve the Goals of Agenda 2063. We now break for a few commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, Tokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, uizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max Simwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oja, zamene karandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg delele, 250. 50 kg katapa, 100 kwacha. 50 kg impua, 250. 50 kg ondwe 130, 50 kg chihuahua 130, 50 kg kalembula 120, 50 kg lumanda.